I must admit, I did have a lot of the believed and a lot of the negative stereotypes about Islam, such as sort of the irrational, the terrorist, misogynist type attitude of Muslims. And when I found this was not the case, that it spurned more interest. And, well, what else don't I know? And the Muslims actually that I met, like the first time I actually had that human contact with Islam and Muslims, they were actually some of the finest human beings that I'd met. And it was quite shocking to me. Listening to a ABC news radio, and they said that a Queensland company had just marketed a special honey, a medicinal honey, because honey has a lot of antibacterial properties. Okay. 2 days before that, I'd been given my first Quran. All right. That afternoon, I thought to myself, "Oh, that's interesting about the honey, etc." That afternoon, I went home, and I said, "Oh, let's have a look at this Quran." And I opened it up to Surah the Bee, and I think I read when I got home was, and that blew me away. I mean, wow.
Islam began in Indonesia through tradesmen. The honesty of these tradesmen in their business dealings and their manners sort of made them stand out in that society. And so when the message of Islam came, it was easy for them to accept. Previously, Indonesians worshipped idols, which meant when Islam came to them, it made sense to them. And that they realized that gods cannot just be carved out of stone or wood, and that God is much greater than that.